Paul Ramo here in the studio once again during Severe Weather Awareness Week. And all week long, I've been interviewing people that have to deal with the weather, record the weather. And today, we're going to talk to a local celebrity in the weather world here in Lacaprow County. Stan Olson's in the studio once again. Stan, this is our annual meeting that we have, right?
It is. Thanks for having me again. We've been doing this a lot of years now.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you've been keeping track of weather in Lacaprow County a long time, haven't you?
Well,
when did it start for you?
I officially started for the Soil and Water Conservation, and then they send in the precipitation amounts to the State Climatology Office. And I've been doing that since 2002, so it's like 23, 24 years now.
Okay.
And I got an official gauge and...
I tell you what, why don't you just explain to our listeners, it's through the Soil and Water District?
That's where I send the information to, and then they forward it to the State Climatology Office, I think it is.
Now, maybe some of you listening are wondering, where do they come up with all these records? And, well, Stan helps with that, and other people in Lacaprow County, too. So, Stan, I'm just going to turn it over to you and explain to our listeners what happens in Lacaprow County when it comes to recording rainfall amounts, snowfall amounts, whatever.
Okay. Like I said, I started this in 2002, and there's 13 of us in Lacaprow County that do it. There, 11 of the 13 live out in the country, and the city of Madison has one, and the city of Dawson has one, and they're pretty much scattered throughout the county. And then everybody, once a month, we send in or take into the Soil and Water Conservation the monthly total, and that's day by day if there's precip right down off, like for the 12th. Anyway, there's 13 of us, and they're scattered all around the county. Last year, for the whole year, and the official gauge is probably 4 inches across and about, foot wide or long. But anyway, in the wintertime, we take the cover off, and then whatever snow gets in there, we melt it and then put it in the tube to see how much moisture, which isn't very accurate.
Now, you do this on your farm.
Yep.
And where's your farm located?
From Ziegler, it's about 2 to 3 miles northwest of Madison, the way the crow flies.
Okay.
But anyway, last year for the whole calendar year, and that's melting what snow caught in the gauge, I had 30.51 inches. And of course, everybody knows that last June, July, and August, this area got lots and lots of big rains.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can't think of his first name. Hoffman lives up on the northwest part of Lacaprow County. Just in June alone, he had 12.27 inches of rain.
Oh my goodness!
And in June last year, I only had 8.25. And my biggest rain in 24 hours last year was 1.75 inches, which a lot of places got way more than that many many times throughout the year. Okay. And then there's the climatology office sends a summary of what the weather did in the state of Minnesota 2025. Weather summary, and I'll read a couple different things on this sheet. It says Minnesota had 45 tornadoes in 2025, which is the most since 2022, but still below the 91 to 2020 average of 46. All of 2025 tornadoes were fairly weak, rated EF0 or EF1, which is really weak. And it says the one standout severe weather event of 2025 was the derecho on June 20th and 21st, which devastated the Bemidji area. And I can remember hearing about that, and that started, I think, way in western North Dakota. And Enderlin, North Dakota, which I think is probably straight west of Bemidji, I saw online some of the damage, and there was a train out in the country, and it tipped over some railroad cars. And it didn't only just tip them off the tracks, it took them out into the field a ways.
Oh, gee.
And then another thing, too, they were talking about all the millions and million dollars or millions and millions of grain storage that was destroyed, both on farms and at elevators. I mean, it was, I think, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Wow.
Of course, nowadays the grain elevators, bins hold a lot. And then it says... heavy smoke has also dominated the summer, with 15 days with at least one station recording a daily air quality index of 151 or higher, which is red. Okay, of course, around here we had all that rain in June, July, and August.
Yep.
And of course, people drove around the countryside and they could see all these drown out spots and stuff, you know. And we got too much rain, too many days in a row. So if it was tiled, it still drowned it out because it couldn't get away fast enough.
Right.
Okay.
How many inches of rain did we have in June again last year? That was the most of any month, right?
Yeah. Where I live, I had 8.27 or something like that, I think. No,
over eight inches of rain.
Yeah.
In 1 month.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. But like I said, Huffman up in the northwest part of the county, he had 12 and a quarter inches just in June.
Well, that's a big difference. Yeah. Just in a few miles.
Yeah. And another thing too, in 2019 for the whole year, I had 38.66, and the following year I had half that amount, 19.34. So I had doubled from 20 to 19.
Huh.
And I think of all the years, the stats on precip, and I've told you this before, that in 1976, Madison for the whole calendar year melting the snow was only 9.4 inches. And the next year, and this is since 1944 about through now. And then the following year, 1977, was the most ever, and that was 38 something. So it went from 9 inches to 38 inches from one year to the next. And that's
1976?
Yep.
Was the drought year?
Yep.
That's the year I graduated from high school.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah. And then in the very next year, most.
Was 38, yeah. Yeah, the least and most consecutive years in like 70 years.
Wow.
That's unreal.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
What I like, maybe you can talk a little bit about decades of rain. I found that very interesting when we were talking before we went on the air. Decades. And, you know, a lot of people think, with the global warming, you know, we're getting less rain or we're getting more rain. But you can tell us a little different, Stan.
Okay, and this is for the city of Madison now. From 1971 to 2000, which is like 29 years, Madison's average annual precip was 24.4 inches. And then from 2000 to 2014, which was 14 years, it went down like a half an inch, down to 23.89. So in those, from 71 to 2014, which is, 40 years, whatever, it only went down 6/10 of an inch. So that's nothing when you consider a whole calendar year.
Wow,
you know?
Decades.
Yeah.
Still getting the same average. And that was, 23, you said? Or 20?
Yeah, 23.9.
Yeah.
So it's only like 6/10 difference in those 41 years or 29.
That's
30,
amazing.
45
Isn't that
years.
About, yeah. I like that stat. So, so, you know, things are still the same, really.
Yep. Around here they are, anyway.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good farmland and good.
Yep.
Okay. What else you got, Stan?
Okay. And the most precip since 2002, when I started keeping track, the most I had in 1 month was June of 2014, and I had 9.24 then.
Hmm.
And then. Let's see what else here. Snow measurements, you know, to me, snow doesn't mean much because most of that doesn't soak in, it runs off anyway.
Right.
And so I have to write that down too in this monthly thing for
how many inches of snow fell?
How many? Okay. And I, out in the country, you know, it's open and stuff. So I go by what Maynard says on the radio, how many inches, and that's what I write down.
And that's usually true.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
I've seen Maynard go out and take measurements around the radio station. Oh, he's looking for a flat spot. You know.
Well, flat spot, and then out of the wind. So, so
and
it's
we
not
got
blowing.
A good spot by the satellite dishes behind us.
Oh,
here,
you do. So, okay, yeah. Okay. And then I've lived on my place now for 54 years, and had hail one time that did any kind of damage. And I started farming in 1970, and I think in about 1980, we had some hail go through there. Probably it was in May because the corn and beans were really small. And I had hail insurance, so they came out and adjusted the corn and beans. And what I got from the insurance company just paid for the premium. So, you know, it wasn't very much, which is good in 54 years not to have hail.
Right.
And even last year, you know, with all the rain we had, and we really didn't have any storms such as such, I don't think. But I don't recall hearing anybody in this, like Apparel County, that really had any hail that
right.
amounted to anything,
right.
which is pretty unusual to get those big rain amounts and not get some bad weather out
Correct.
Of it.
Correct, yep.
But,
you know, when the DeRosa?
DeRosa.
Went through a few years ago.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? And what,
yeah.
what did you take any measurements or do you remember no. what that was?
Well, I just remember
you don't do wind speed or
no,
anything.
No, okay. no. I just remember that first one that I remember was in July 31st of 2008, and that one came through here at like 5 o'clock in the morning, and I remember it was like 90 miles an hour for over an hour. Yeah.
A lot of trees down in Madison.
Oh, a lot, and a lot of grain bins and all kinds of stuff out in the country.
Yeah.
And then was it about 5 years ago we had a derecho, and I think there was some funnel clouds or tornadoes in them too.
Yep.
And then on Memorial Day, we had another bad one, was just, at least out there, it was just about as bad. That was, I think, only 1 or 2 weeks apart, and I can't remember what year that was, like 5, 6 years ago?
No.
But
yep.
anyway, to have two of them that close together, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, and another thing, I don't know if I've showed you this before, but every year now for a number of years, I get this Care 11, that's the TV station. They have a Minnesota Weather Guide Environment Calendar and Almanac, and
you brought it with you.
Yeah, I brought it with you, and you can look at it afterwards. Yeah. But anyway, it gives. This is for the cities now. For every day, it gives the record high for the day, the record low for the day, and the record precip for the day. And it just so happens that 3 years ago, yesterday and today were the record highs for down in the cities. Yesterday the 12th, the record high 3 years ago was 88 degrees, and then like today now, the 13th, the record high was 87 degrees.
Oh.
And it just so happens to fall when I'm in here. But it's really interesting stuff.
Yeah, that's a good calendar there.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
Wow, you do a great job. Thank you for what you do, keeping records, and all the, 12 other people in Lac Apparel?
Yeah, there's a total of 12 of us. Yep.
Anything else we want to touch on, Stan, or you touch on about everything there?
I guess so. I think that's about it.
I wish people could see us here because you got a lot of stuff with you, a lot of record keeping. Do you really enjoy what you do then?
I wouldn't do it if I didn't enjoy it, I guess.
And how did you get started on this?
Well,
are they looking for people to do it or not?
I think, I think at one time, some years ago, they had up to 15, 16 in the county do it. It's not that big a deal. You just get a rain gauge from them, you know, and if there's no precip that day, you don't write anything down. You know, if you get something, then you write it down. And once a month, you take that green, either send it in town near the Soil and Water Conservation, or you take it in. It's not that big a deal, really.
But you got to be there if it, you know.
Well, yeah.
I mean, the sheets that you gave me here that I'm looking at, is a lot of record keeping.
And that's
here.
For this, that's for the whole calendar year by the month.
This year, 2026, okay.
And I think it says on that sheet, I think the snowfall we had last year, this is the winter of 2024-25, had 31 inches of snow.
Okay.
You know, that's.
Yeah. That's what do we get this year? Do you know? You remember?
Oh, I don't.
About the same, I guess. Yeah,
and I don't think we've had.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I think our biggest snow this year is probably in 5 inches, and we got a couple of those.
Yeah.
Small ones.
That's right. All right, Stan. This is fun. We got to do this every year.
I got to try to come up with something new every year.
Okay. So last year, just to be clear, the amount of rainfall that fell last summer and spring, summer, and fall, what was that again? How much?
Well, for the calendar year, I had 30.51.
30 inches of rain. Think we'll do that this year? Forecast.
Your guess. I don't believe any forecast beyond 3 or 4 days.
All right. Stan, thanks for coming in again. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. And we will do it again next year for sure.
Okay.
That's Stan Olson, a Minnesota.
A rain taker, you could say.
A rain taker. Okay. All right. Thanks, Stan.
You're welcome.